Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for empowerment. It's time for awakening. It's time for solutions. It's time for big dreams, faith, hope, awesomeness, joy, fearlessness. Yeah, it's time. Hey, everybody, this is Carol Ann Parisi, Good Vibes Only, and Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Yep, second show, 2 days in a row. You know, just got to do what you got to do. Just feel very passionate about what's going on. Two articles of impeachment. Yes, yes, yes. Today. Interesting. And I don't know if it's working. You know, lying is a really bad thing, especially lying about other people. So I really think truth and time go hand in hand. And all of this is going to play out. And we will see. We will see where it goes. And here I am in the studio. I'm on the southern side of the house today, and I am looking over a lake in a kind of a southwest look in a sunset, and I'm sitting in a treat. I bought myself a massage chair, and it's the most fabulous thing, and it's wonderful. This is my like little office studio, and it's really awesome. So I'm going to share a book with you, and called The Nature of Success. And you know what? I'll read some really cool stuff for you. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson. Enthusiasm. Belief fuels enthusiasm. In 1972, I had just accepted a position as vice president for Orville Kent Food Company. This is Mackie Anderson. This is from Successories, by the way. It's a small enterprise that manufactured fresh prepared salad products, selling to delicatessens and restaurants. I had come on board to hire and train new salespeople. But I knew absolutely nothing about salad business. So Sid Caseman, who spent most of his career selling delicatessens, was assigned to show me the ropes. Sid was a pro, and he loved what he did. I'd been there about 2 weeks when Sid came in smiling ear to ear. He said, "Mac, I've been trying to get an appointment with this large grocery chain for over 2 years, and I finally have nailed it for next Friday. You want to go with me?" My response was, "Absolutely, yes, I do." The big day arrived, and out our way, we picked up refrigerated samples. We arrived at their corporate headquarters. I could tell Sid was pumped. The buyer came out and introduced himself, and we followed him back to his office. We sat down, and he looked across his desk at Sid and asked, "What makes you think your product is any better than your competitors?" That was Sid's cue to perform. he began to tell the buyer of why our potato salad was superior to anything on the market. He went into great detail about quality, the fresh diced vegetables, our special dressing, and that state-of-the-art manufacturing plant. Then he said, I saved the best for last. You're going to love how it tastes. With great fanfare, Sid ripped open the lid and the sample container, and I couldn't believe it. Sitting right on top was a large black rotten potato about the size of a quarter. But Sid, seeing the potato before the buyer did, reached down and popped it in his mouth and said, Bob, I just can't get enough of this stuff. And to my surprise, the buyer also reached down and grabbed some salad and said, Sid, you're right. It tastes great. It was a powerful moment I had just witnessed, a sophisticated buyer eating potato salad with his fingers. He didn't even know it. And it was all for one reason, Sid's unbridled enthusiasm. So enthusiasm is a great word. It's a great thing to do. People feel it, and it is part of the nature of success. It's a principle of success. You got to be enthusiastic. You know, do you ever go up to someone, hey, how you doing? Fine. That's your vibe, baby. Enthusiasm is your vibe. And when you have high vibes, people know it. It resonates. And, you know, got to be enthusiastic. If you're in sales, anything you do, you know, anything you do, but it's got to be authentic. It's got to be authentic. But, that was an interesting story. It was a very interesting little story. So we got some presidential races. I'm wondering if Marianne Williamson is still running. I really like her. I have her book here, A Return to Love. And, you know, that's some good stuff. I mean, you know, if you look at this book, to love, Return to Love, I'm going to read you some of the chapters. I don't think we're going to go into it, but... it's cute. She forwards it for her father in heaven and her father in Texas. Isn't that cute? So she has principles, hell, God, you, surrender, miracles, practice, relationship, work, the body, and heaven. Interesting. I've never really read it. I have the book. It's cute. And it's funny because I showed it to my husband. I said, hey, this is a presidential candidate. But she's a nice person. She really is. I wish she would get involved, like, in a cabinet of someone. And I don't agree with 100% of her socialist policies. But we have to be socially responsible, you know. But I got a book here, too, called The Best of Success. I told you in one of my shows last year that I went through my library and I got everything organized, and it is pretty awesome. It is very awesome, actually. So this one is The Best of Success, A Treasury of Inspiration by Mac Anderson and Bob Kelly. Now, Mac Anderson was the last book. I think he owns Successories, maybe. I don't know. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it. Didn't seek it, I didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer or I lose it. I must suffer if I lose it. Give account, I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. You know, it's what we do in those minutes. It's so true. Each golden sunrise ushers in new opportunities for those who retain faith in themselves and keep their chins up. No one has ever seen a cock crow with its head down, meet the sunrise with confidence. Yep, every morning the gratitude thing. Yep, we did that. We did that every day. Starts your day off great. I actually, before I get out of bed, I kind of look at that sunrise and I say, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'll tell you, it does. It sets your day up different. I spend at least 5-10 minutes in my little prayer chair, which is this little chair. Oh, the dog's barking, yay. and just kind of chill out and relax and just, you know, it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. Gratitude is a great attitude. And it also goes along with enthusiasm. So I love my dogs. They're so cute. They're so enthusiastic. They bark a lot. But anyway, I just wanted to, like, do a quick show today just to get back on here because we are going to be doing a show starting, January 1st. And I'm excited. I'm actually going in to do the promo Thursday. I'm going to the radio studio, one of our local radio stations here, to do the promo. So we'll see how that goes. And it's going to happen, man. It's going to happen. Hope everybody's been paying attention to what's going on. Pay attention. It's our responsibility to pay attention and show up, stand up, and speak up. Speak truth to power. And be the change you wish to see in the world. So just wanted to say, hey, we're Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and very excited about empowerment and awakening. And I'll be back to another show, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. I'm going to leave you with the thought, though. What would you do? What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? And that's from an unknown. So just kind of ponder that. Anything you want, anything you could be, do, or have, you're not going to fail at it. Just remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We could be, do, have, whatever our heart desires. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. And America is the greatest place in the world because our founders knew the principles of freedom. And we'll talk more about those in coming shows. So this is Carol Ann Percy saying thanks for joining me on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And peace, love, empowerment, and of course, as we always do, sign off with peace of mind, because peace of mind is where it's at, baby. Thanks for joining me today, Carol Ann Parisi. I know it was short, kind of disjointed. Just getting back in the swing of things. Y'all have a great evening, great day, whatever time you're listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks. Bye-bye.